This morning, we're joined by the co-founder of Travel Shoot, Sarah Pierce, to discuss her business that captures these special moments from your travels with everyone heading off for the holiday season. This is a very appropriate time to be chatting about this new business. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Now, what is Travel Shoot? Explain to us exactly what it is that you are hooking people up to do.
Yeah, so we've built a network of photographers that we've kind of handpicked and road tested over the last couple of years. So now we've got a global network of photographers in over 100 cities. Wow. That we connect couples and families who are traveling, just to be able to meet with a local photographer that knows the lay of the land in their home city, and they spend an hour or 2 hours to get some professional photos together on that kind of bucket list holiday or special occasion overseas.
I think that this is the most fantastic idea, especially because I'm always the loser with a selfie stick who like is the worst at getting photos on holidays. How did this idea come about?
Yeah, look, it ironically came out of my own experience. My husband and I went to New York for the first time about 3 years ago now. And a friend of ours who was a photographer that lived in the city, we had an hour with him just to kind of almost help him out. He needed some photos of a couple on Brooklyn Bridge for his website and portfolio. So just by chance, when we got the images back, you know, there was just incredible photos of my husband and I with the huge Manhattan skyline in the background. And, you know, we'd done a lot of traveling and, again, just lived on selfies or had asked other tourists to take snaps of us. So, yeah, when we got the photos back, we were just kind of blown away. And it was when I shared them on social media that I had a lot of people reach out to say, you know, how do we have that same experience? So that's kind of the brainchild behind it all.
Now, you've got destinations all over the world, Australia, Europe, America, Asia, even in the Middle East and Africa. How do you build this list of photographers? How did you build this kind of dossier of people around the world?
Yeah, we kind of, I mean, in terms of where our destinations were recruited for, we have the Australian leisure tourist in mind. So we, you know, being kind of a proud Australian business, we wanted to cater for the Australian leisure market. So we used research and travel data just to kind of show us in what order where were the most popular places that Australian travellers were going to. And then we have in-house photographers on our team that it's their job to kind of research portfolios for a new destination, check out photographers' work, and then they've got a pretty robust process in reaching out to a new photographer, doing kind of legal and insurance checks, interviewing them. But probably the most important bit is at the end, any photographer that we allow in our network has to do a real shoot with a customer, a test customer that we find them. So that's our way of knowing that not only is their work what their website makes us believe, but also that, you know, they're a lovely person and someone you'd want to be hanging out with in Paris or Bali for an hour or two.
Exactly, because you're on holidays, you want to kind of want to spend time with these people. I think it's a fantastic way to commemorate that amazing bucket list trip, that once-in-a-lifetime trip. What would you say is your most popular destination?
Do you know what? New York. New York still seems to be the standout. Yeah, probably closely followed by Paris or Bali.
Yeah. And I can imagine you get a few like engagement shots as well in there, people wanting to capture special moments.
Yeah, absolutely. Engagement shoots, honeymoon shoots is a really big part of what we do.
Okay.
You know, I think the average wedding photography cost now in Australia is about $4,500. So I think for couples that have obviously gone through the cost of a big wedding and are investing in a kind of bucket list honeymoon, you know, to spend a couple of $100 on a photo shoot in Paris or Rome or somewhere amazing kind of makes sense. So yeah, honeymoons. And we have just started to get more requests through from the blokes that are wanting to use the service to do surprise wedding proposals as well. So that's always a bit of fun for our photographers.
Gentlemen, ladies, if you're out there listening and you are planning a surprise proposal, this is what you do, by the way. This is definitely what you do. Take them somewhere amazing. Make sure it's all captured. Make sure they look lovely so that the photos will come out nice. This is it. I've got to say, I wish that this, I'd known about this when I went to New York, because to have those sorts of memories and those kind of really priceless, professional, gorgeous photos to remember a trip just is the most incredible keepsake I can imagine. Sarah, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning and for telling us about Travel Shoot.
No worries. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That was Sarah Pierce there, the co-founder of Travel Shoot, speaking with us today about her business that makes kind of every holiday you take feel quite memorable. We'll pop links for their website on the podcast at the end of the show, 2scr.com/weekendbreakfast. I really, really wish I'd known about this when I went to New York. I went there in the snow. It was a blizzard. It would have been incredible to capture photographs like this. Check out their website too. They are truly incredible. And anyone out there listening who is planning a surprise proposal, get a photographer. Those things look so good on Instagram, and it's all about the Instagram these days. It's all about the social snap, and you've got to get a good one, especially for a memorable moment like that.